This is Ed Serwin in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending April 18th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $257.79, which was $1.28 higher, but the cutout had been above $260 on both Wednesday and Thursday, losing over $3 the last 2 days of the week. There was 670 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, and it was about 10% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all the different types of sales, was at $255.96, which was 52 cents higher. The rib, which really pushed the cutout higher in recent weeks, has quit going up and was close to steady for the week. There were 6,374 loads sold, which was 876 loads higher than the previous week, and quite a big increase. And it was helped out by increases in both the out-front sales and the exports. The formula sales were at 3,306 loads, which was 130 loads higher than last week, and about 52% of the total loads sold. The exports, as reported on the weekly box beef report, were 959 loads, which was 471 loads higher and almost double than the previous week. The 228 loads were sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 731 loads were shipped overseas. The outfront sales, they were at 1,070 loads, which was 430 loads higher than last week. We were very thankful to see this jump, since this is normally one of the weeks during the year that we have a very big spike in outfront sales, and it's usually above 1,500 loads as buyers purchase product for both Mother's Day and Memorial Day features. Taking a look at the primal cuts, the choice chuck and round primals were both $2 lower again, and the ribs were almost steady, which tops them out after many weeks of strong rally. However, the choice loins did continue to climb, and they were $8 higher. The loins and ribs had carried the cutout higher and pretty much by themselves the last few weeks due to this tremendous rally, but they are starting to get some help from the 50% trimmings, which began their seasonal rally. 50s are used by many sausage and hot dog makers and have really skyrocketed from 108 to 130 in 1 week. They are no doubt enhanced by the declining FIS slaughter rates at a time of the year when demand has increased. The cow cutout and 90% trimmings were both $2 to $3 higher as the demand for ground beef and sausage item increased for both grilling and the ballpark season. The latest report of imported meat passed for entry into the U.S. for April 11 showed the week we imported 26,390 metric tons of fresh beef, which was about the same as the previous week, and equates to over 58 million pounds imported beef for that 1 week, which would be a second really big week. Year to date for the first 15 weeks of this year, we are running 40% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and Australia is up 86% and New Zealand is up 28%. Taking a look at the finished cattle trade, those live prices were mostly $2 to $3 lower, but instances more in spots. The dress prices were mostly $3 to $4 lower at $256 to $260. And the average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 10 pounds heavier at 1270, which was still 12 pounds higher than last year, which was 1258 last year. This is the time of the year when weights decline as we get into the calf-fed portion of the slaughter. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending April 4th was 5 pounds lower at 869. That is still 18 pounds above the previous year, which was 851 last year, and the 5-year average was 835. And the choice select spread was $6.82 on Friday, would be just about steady. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.